in the limelight.
Iran and Venezuela refuse to bow to Washington's will. Free trade between them, as international law allows, an example of their sovereign independence, a model for other nations to follow. US war on both nations by other means defies the rule of law. Nations obeying a higher power in Washington are complicit with its criminality, harming themselves at the same time. Refusal to accept its bullying tactics is the most effective way to neutralize them. The United States needs allies to cow nations into submission to its will. Without them in enough numbers, it's powerless. If growing numbers of world community nations follow the example of Iran and Venezuela by exercising their sovereign rights, consider what's possible. Swords can be transformed into plowshares. Peace may break out all over the world. We now present you an interesting article written by Stephen Lendman, a Chicago-based author, research associate, and in the Center for Research on Globalization, and host of the Progressive Radio News Hour. The piece is titled, Iran and Venezuela Standing Tall Against Scourge of US Imperialism. Please stay with us to hear more of Stephen Lendman's article. If all nations operated like Iran and Venezuela, world peace and stability would replace endless wars of aggression against nations threatening no one. If countries worldwide refuse to subordinate their sovereign rights to US interests, its imperial scourge would be in the dustbin of history where it belongs. For the first time since the end of the Second World War, humanity would be able to exhale. As long as most nations operate as US colonies, subservient to its will, world peace, equity, justice, and adherence to the rule of law won't exist. A permanent state of war on invented enemies will continue that could destroy planet Earth and all of its life forms if pushed too far. Stephen Lendman, the writer of the article, says, when the scourge of Nazism and Imperial Japan were defeated in 1945, a time in world history I remember vividly, and the brief interregnum of peace that followed, who could have imagined that devastation and human misery would repeat endlessly in multiple theatres to this day? Stephen Lendman, the writer, says, there's no end of it in prospect. Just the risk of things exploding to global war 3.0, with superweapons in the hands of belligerent United States of America, able to kill us all if unleashed. The United Nations Charter's preamble pledge to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war, which twice in our lifetime has brought untold sorrow to mankind, proved empty words based on how things turned out since the mid-20th century. The world at war rages because that's how the scourge of imperialism operates. Today it's wrapped in the American flag, both right wings of the US War Party pretending its mission is noble, wanting all nations remade in its own image by brute force, if that's what it takes, the human cost considered irrelevant. Megalomania defies Washington's imperial agenda, defined by Merriam-Webster as a delusional mental illness that is marked by feelings of personal omnipotence and grandeur. like his predecessors, US President Donald Trump was co-opted to serve the nation's privileged class by exploiting most others. His regime's national defense strategy is a blueprint for global dominance. Endless wars by hot and other means, along with other hostile action, its favorite strategies, trillions of dollars spent in pursuing of them at the expense of vital homeland needs, gone begging. The scourge of US imperialism threatens everyone everywhere. It threatens planet Earth and all of its life forms. Iran and Venezuela refuse to bow to Washington's will. Free trade between them, as international law allows, an example of their sovereign independence, a model for other nations to follow. US war on both nations by other means defies the rule of law. Nations obeying a higher power in Washington are complicit with Washington's criminality, harming themselves at the same time. Refusal to accept its bullying tactics is the most effective way to neutralize them. The United States needs allies to cow nations into submission to its will. Without them, in enough numbers, it's powerless. If growing numbers of world community nations follow the example set by Iran and Venezuela by exercising their sovereign rights, consider what's actually possible. Swords can be transformed into plowshares. Peace may break out all over the world. National wealth can be freed up for vital homeland needs. A constructive agenda replacing a destructive agenda. Militarism and invented enemies are the stuff that endless wars are made of. Perpetual wars risk self-destruction. If a way isn't found to end them, they may end us. The Wall Street Journal report says the United States has threatened to impose sanctions against two oil-carrying tankers carrying Iranian gasoline to fuel-starved Venezuela. Four Iranian-flagged tankers have already arrived in Venezuela, and a fifth one is on its way to deliver much-needed gasoline to the sanctions-hit Latin American country. The recent report, citing unnamed U.S. officials, claims that two other tankers owned by Greece, registered in Liberia, and loaded with Iranian oil products were heading to Venezuela before halting their deliveries over the US sanctions threat. According to the Wall Street Journal report, the two Liberian flag tankers, the Bering and the Bella, were expected to arrive in Venezuela after the Iranian flag vessels docked in the country. However, the report quoted the U.S. officials as saying that the two Greek-owned tankers would have been unable to get insurance and access to international banking if they had tried to carry on. The Wall Street Journal, quoting one U.S. official, said, "Currently, the ships are not headed to Venezuela and are near Cape Verde off the coast of Senegal in West Africa, heading southwards." It added, Venezuelan and Iranian officials have not responded to requests for comments. The US officials admitted that Washington did not see any political gain in spoiling a temporary reprieve for Venezuela's gasoline-starved population. However, the report further said that the United States wants to ensure that trade does not become permanent. The Wall Street Journal report comes as the US has failed to carry out its previous threat to take measures against the Iranian fuel that has already been delivered to Venezuela.